This is coming from an MP who refused to participate in COPAC. Mr. Mdarikwa actually withdrew from COPAC. He was not there. So they are bringing this as a way simply to derail the constitution-making process. So this is an MP who never participated, who never was supposed to be paid anything, who is complaining. He is being a public busybody. But let me just say, there is obviously no merit in what they are claiming, because they are saying they are claiming for motor vehicle. Like Honorable Mdarikwa had no motor vehicle in the program. But whose motor vehicle is he claiming for? So these are people simply out to derail the constitution-making process. They think that if they make these demands, COPAC will not have enough money for the second all-stakeholders conference, which they want to disrupt.
Have these disgruntled members of parliament communicated this to your committee?
No, they have not, because they know that it has no merit. It is 2 years after the outreach program, and people are coming this year to say they are claiming something. That shows that it is not bona fide. That shows that it is just mischievous. And most importantly, the claims are being made by those MPs who refused to participate in the outreach program.